going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But Roy here with you on 560 WQAM here on a Wednesday. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Last night, your Panthers beat the Lightning in game one, 6-2. Matthew Tkachuk, a couple goals and an assist in his return game. Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhardt both scored. Nate Schmidt had a huge pair. And game two is tomorrow. Early start, 6:30. 6:30 there.
That, you know what I mean? Oh, I mean, that's a triple three. That's a triple TV night, Leroy.
Yep.
You know, you understand that, right? You're gonna watch NBA playoffs on one. You're gonna watch the Panthers on another one, and you're gonna watch the NFL draft.
I just go back and forth. I don't like.
He doesn't do multiple screens. He can't do it.
Only time I do multiple screens is during football season, because I got to watch the Browns and the Dolphins.
You can't watch the Panthers in the draft.
I don't care about the draft. I can always scroll back. Like, here. Hockey and basketball are live. I want to see it as it's happening. I can see the replay of the draft. I can just go back, and they're going to show the last picks. So
you just need it on as a vibe, though, dude. You need it on as a vibe in the day.
I don't need to hear the announcement.
Nah, you do, 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 do.
I need that. I need that noise. I need that noise,
dude.
Just, I didn't even hear the noise when I got drafted.
It probably wasn't there, but that noise makes everything. Especially
if it was there. It was there. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't in the room. Said, listen, I'm not one of those people that sit around with the anxious. You know, no, I don't do that.
You don't like it when, like, on the bottom it says trade, and you're like, see?
No.
Tobin, you get it.
Oh, man, I get it, dude. And also, like, I mean, Twitter's changed a little for me, Vlad, because I'm usually, like, ahead of these things, but I like it. Just the vibe of it. I love seeing.
Nobody's TV is synced, so if you're watching, like, when we watch the draft together,
it's just,
right?
But there's also
come out at different times, so you get reactions at different times.
There's so many things that are funny about the draft. Okay, first of all, you got draft reactions. Remember when Jalen Waddle just walked out of his draft party, like just left his family in the dust? Hilarious.
CeeDee Lamb is classic. That's legendary. Give me that.
Stole the phone back.
The funniest draft was when Robbie came in like Leroy Jenkins. Talking about Penei Sewell.
He was right.
Oh, he was right. He was right. He was absolutely, he's 100% right. No, I can't wait. It's going to be an amazing night tomorrow night. It is game two tonight between the Heat and Cavaliers. Tip-off is set for 7:30. 6:15 is pre-Heat on WQ. And by the way, I want to let you guys know, if you're looking for a place to watch the game tonight, we had Michael McCullough on yesterday, but He let us know that you guys can join Bernie, the Hoop Troop, the Miami Heat Dancers, and Dale for a watch party at Ball and Chain to cheer on your Miami Heat as they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Remember, wear your white hot Heat swag for the road rally tonight if you guys want to watch that at Ball and Chain. Should be a fun one tonight. Let's hear a little bit from Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero yesterday at practice, he put it out there. He said the Miami Heat a little soft in game one.
No, I think obviously Spo's, you know, adjustments are always, you know, since I've been playing for him, are amazing after game one. But I think mostly it's on us players to bring a more physical approach, a better approach to the game. You know, we got punked in the first game, and we can't do that tomorrow.
Wow. They got punked. Can I give Leroy, how much of an excuse machine? Because I didn't do this. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought you'd be proud of me, but you didn't. But I didn't use once the tired excuse for the Miami Heat. But they did play two games against a team well-rested, a lot of loose balls. Miami Heat now with 2 days off, I feel like we'll be a little bit more ramped up and ready and rested to go for this.
Here's the problem with that. Because the Cavs got a lot of time off, and if the Heat would have won, they would have said they were rusty.
Okay, but
so
we know what the
it's
game
almost
was.
Like built-in excuses.
I don't think it's a – I think – but what's a more viable – rust is a bobbleep excuse. I mean, like, go tell rust to Matthew Tkachuk. I mean, there's no
go
such thing.
Go tell rust to OKC.
Rust versus rest is not a thing. By the way, I don't think anybody's beating them.
No.
I don't think anybody's beating them.
Who?
I think they're – OKC.
OKC.
Like, dude, I tuned in yesterday. They were like, I think the Grizzlies made it respectable, like, going into the fourth. It was, like, 12. And then I like looked up. I was like, 24? What the hell happened?
Well, they're not giving the playing teams any type of help. Because if you think about it, the Grizzlies played Friday night into Saturday morning. So
the Heat, yeah, Vlad,
the Heat actually got benefited more. Because
the Heat didn't deserve any help. Yes. Then now the Heat have a couple of days off. So I expect a better, more balls to the wall effort tonight. Will it matter? We'll see. They're going to need, you know, Tyler's got to play a lot better. I was actually I didn't know that when Eric said that Tyler's only 30-point playoff game is the one he's known for of the Eastern Conference. He hasn't had a 30, not even the games where Joel Embiid didn't play against the Sixers. Like, those are,
right.
Man, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, it was another dominant guy with the ball.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, he's playing a different role now. So let's keep in mind, like, he's saying that when Jimmy was, we all wait for playoff Jimmy. So now you can't then go back and say, well, Tyler only had one 30-point game when Jimmy was there.
I don't know, dude. Like, other guys drop big scoring games, like, just because Jimmy was here. Like, Bam's had 30-point games with Jimmy here. Bam's had 30-point, you know, he's had
but Bam's not a ball dominant guy. Tyler's a ball-dominant guy with Jimmy. So if Jimmy's cooking, Tyler's not going to get the ball. Whereas if either one of them have the ball, Bam still can eat.
No, but this is the thing with Tyler, and this is what everybody's looking at, you know, is can he succeed in the playoffs? Not only because he gets targeted on defense, but because the physicality picks up. Can he flourish? I think and that's a real that is a wonder about him.
Well, and I'm not going to read too much into it for a couple of reasons. One, this is the first time he's been in that situation where he's the guy, where, okay, all of our attention is going to be on you. You don't have another guy taking a little bit of that heat off of you. That's why it's even more important for Wiggins to step up.
Agreed.
To kind of create, you know, like, oh, if you're going to go after Tyler like that, I'm going to ball out and I'm going to have 40. And then what's going to happen is now they're going to back away from that and Tyler's going to be able to have some more run. But if nobody else is really doing anything, then, yeah, you figuring they're going to go into the game saying, let's just be physical with Tyler. These other guys ain't going to do nothing.
Dolphin Kane says, when Hero dove for that loose ball, I was holding my breath, broken hand in Milwaukee. Yeah, that was a tough one. I mean, he's also – that's the other – well, that's the other big thing with Tyler's playoff resume is he's got
a bad broken hand injury, and then the one where they lost in seven in the Eastern Conference Finals to Boston. He was dealing like with a groin thing that basically kept him out from round two.
Fluke stuff. That's not
so.
You know, when you dive and accidentally break your hand, I'm not gonna sit there and say, "Oh, you're injury prone." Mm-hmm. Right? That's just an unfortunate situation. The hammy or the groin, that's a wear and tear thing. You could question that. But he's been good this year. So I'm not.
He's been super durable this year.
Right.
Been super durable. And I'm excited to see what he can do. I think it's, I think that's
whether you want. In order of importance, all right, I'm a state, I'm a list from first to third, the guys who I feel like have to show massive improvement, right? Starting with Andrew Wiggins. You're not a number three anymore. You're a number two. We don't need you looking around for other people to do it. You need to be aggressive. When we've seen you be aggressive, this team has prospered. That's number one.
Also, number two, people up.
Kalel, look, time to put your big boy pants on and stop playing cricket with the foot with the basketball underneath the rim. Okay? Enough.
He's got the battle bat?
Use all of your fouls. And I say that from the standpoint of I want him being aggressive in attacking both the shooter and the basketball and not worry about fouling. We'll worry about that at a later date. Right now, we need your physicality. We need you being aggressive around the rim. And you can't say don't foul to a big and ask him to then defend the rim. You just learn how to defend the rim better. But you got to defend the rim. They got a lot of size. They had, I mean, the fact that Spider's one of the shortest people on the court and he's getting to the rim whenever he wants to. I mean, yeah, some of that falls on Tyler, but most of that falls on the big behind him.
I also, I'm very curious to see, like, what's Spo's leash on him today, right? Like, is he,
Let him fall out. If you're not going to play him in the second half, let him go in there and just hack.
I hope it's a long one. Like, I hope he gives him a chance to screw up. I think it's important. I think this is an important series for him.
If you don't go through your lumps now, we're going to be revisiting this crap next year.
Agreed.
So let him get his minutes, coach him up, have a conversation with him and say, look, you saw game one. Let's put on this tape. You understand the physicality, the energy, and the commitment you have to make to playoff basketball. I expect better out of you this game.
Last night in the NBA, Pacers topped the Bucks 123-115. Tyrese Halliburton, 21 points, 14 assists.
It's going to be a fight.
The most overrated. Why is he so – Vlad, you think he's overrated?
No, he's not over. He's not overrated. I just think
he's just awkward, right?
Catchers don't like him because he's a pretty boy who's got an awkward shot, but he's a good basketball player who's gotten a lot of recognition, but maybe people don't think it's deserved. Like he's been on he's been on the Olympic team twice. You know what I mean?
I feel like he can't be overrated if you're a Pacer. Like I don't feel like the Pacers get any love.
I think the fact that you know what it was? I'm gonna tell you what it is. Sometimes it's just moments and images. The fact that he was on the Olympic team, but he didn't get no burn, but yet he was around all these ladies and partying and having a good time. I think that image kind of rubbed people the wrong way, meaning like they could have put somebody else, like a Jaylen Brown. You know, it's like if Jaylen Brown was there, Jaylen Brown would be playing in some people's minds. But Tyrese Halliburton was basically like the Christian Laettner of that team.
I want to know, like, do you feel like him and Dame are ever going to bury the hatchet? Because that is legitimately one of the rivalries in the NBA. They hate each other.
And I don't understand. I don't understand where that came from.
I don't either. I felt like it was just from the play-in a year ago, Vlad, where like he was doing the Dame time thing. But like he really and it feels more Dame hates him.
Dame goes at him whenever he gets an opportunity.
But it's not only him, though. There's even other players that hate. Like, there's former players that hate him because of what his uncle or cousin did. Tim Hardaway.
Isn't he crazy though? Because he don't seem like that instigator. Like he's they not. treat him like a Kachuk.
Dude, he's right? not.
And he's really just like smiling like, yo, that's a you problem. I ain't doing nothing.
That is basically what it is. They don't like the way he's tall and lanky and has an awkward looking shot that goes in, right? They don't like the fact that the ladies like him. You know what I'm saying? The ladies really do like Tyrese Halliburton.
He does seem to take a lot of group pictures.
And that kind of rubs guys the wrong way, and it's only because of themselves. He's not going around talking. He does everything any NBA player does. I don't know what him and Dame is, what their beef is, but I feel like somebody's throwing hands in this series. That's a good chance. More
Dame
likely.
Dame ain't gonna fight.
I'm not saying those two. I'm saying that the people in the series, the teams, are gonna get into a scuffle.
Right.
I haven't seen Dame.
I would say they center will fight.
I haven't seen Dame fight, but I do know Dame does hands. Train boxing. Like he does hands. The pad work. So I don't know if he's ever done it with somebody throwing back, but I would love to see it.
He talks like.
But Toby,
I mean, Toby, Dame, I listen. It's the only time I see Dame mad.
when they play
Indiana.
They don't like that team. Milwaukee doesn't like that team because over the last 2 years.
Did he have a little bit of this with Russ? I feel like he had a
with Russ, but there was a difference though. He knows that there's a difference though. You know who you feel you can talk to.
And you know, Russ ain't that guy.
And you know who you can talk to, but you know there's certain words or certain things. They'd just be like, Lamb, this is friendly. This is just a competition. We're just trash talking. With Tyrese, it's a little bit more like, I want to take it steps further.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. You can't be mad at somebody that's smiling at you and mocking you.
Don't beat my ass.
Don't beat my ass
and smile in my face.
He ain't serious like that though. And you being way too serious, which makes it funny to him.
Take a break here on the show. We'll flip back over to the Cats. But first, Leroy, before we do, speaking of the Cats, they cleaned up yesterday on the Tampa Bay Lightning. It was fantastic to watch, and it was a great way to start this series. But a great way to start your wardrobe, Leroy, is always to make sure it's clean and fresh. That's why we use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy.
That is correct. The owner is Ari. He's our boy. You can call and text him anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners is 40-plus years family-owned and run. They keep it in the family. They can do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site, Ari's mother. So you know you're getting the best care for your clothes. They can pick up and drop off your orders. Prom season, wedding season. Everybody want to get married. You got the suit you got to get taken in. You got the suit you just bought. You got to get fitted, tightened up, dresses. Whatever you need, Ara will take care of you.
And he's going to take care of our audience as well. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy when you go in there. 25% off your order. Once you use A&T.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
AT Dry Cleaners, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. Again, 954-610-9383. Call or text Ara anytime and tell them to open.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sun. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Leroy sent you. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. But before that, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call it up. It's 866-954-MORE.
All right, I'm looking at it now. We got a gentle breeze coming out of the east at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. It is partly cloudy. Doesn't really look like much chance of a rain, and it is 83 degrees.
Man.
This guy's good.
How's he doing, Vlad? Good.
Wind is blowing 10 miles east. East to west. It is 83 degrees here in Miami. Might be 82 at Davie, where Leroy is at. Once again, Leroy is right.
Hey, man.
The golfer knows.
Let me tell you, hey, when I get up in the morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock to make that a commitment to golf, and I go outside, you best believe I'm checking the weather.
Man.
To see if I can just take my ass right back to bed.
Speaking of bed, JFig, I understand you weren't feeling too good this morning. What was the problem? Did something happen last night?
Bird fever? Bird flu?
I had to take out the thermometer and everything. Is that what it's called? Yep.
What do you think's wrong? What are they saying?
Guys, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show tomorrow.
Why?
Because I have cat fever!
What was your favorite part of last night's game, Jennifer?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Really, just the whole thing.
The whole enchilada. The whole damn.
I'm so happy Kachuk is back.
He really is like a menace. I mean, the smiling with.
You know, I love a good menace on the team.
He is. He is a wonderful menace, and you know to add Bennett. And dude, how about Marchand sticking up for Bobrovsky yesterday? I was like, am I in bizarro land? What the hell is
this? I know. This is crazy.
On the
a year ago, we were clipping him for messing with Bobrovsky.
I like when they go to Bennett, they're like, hey, Sam, you had that conversation about punching him in the face? Yes. Did. We're good.
That is an awkward conversation.
Maybe he punched him in the face to get even, you know?
Hey, I'm sorry punching you in the face. It's all right, man. I know I was being AO. Yeah, hey, you were. I got it.
I've had plenty of those where you end up playing with a guy on the same team as a guy that you got into a little kerfuffle with. Yeah, it's game. You deal with it.
It is definitely fun to watch, and that was a great start. And I think for everybody who was wondering about the Panthers' fall off, that was a big time welcome to the playoffs, everybody. The champs are here to defend. That was that kind of a performance. Let's hear from our boy Sergei Bobrovsky on the Panthers. Flip it on, that old playoff hockey switch.
It's a playoff hockey. You know, everybody tried to bring their best, and they're a good team too. They got a really good offense, a really good defense. So it's a good team. It's a good name. It's going to be compete. It's one game. So, again, we are happy about the result, and we're getting ready for next one.
Ah, no focus. Damn.
No focus. But he did say hockey.
He said hockey.
Hockey.
It's playoff hockey. Playoff hockey.
I love the way he speaks. I love the way he speaks, and I love the way he goaltends. By the way, it is the anniversary. Happy anniversary to the Bobbery.
Oh, wait. We got a bunch of anniversaries.
Yeah, actually, we do. Big spoil!
Oh, is today your anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary, Leroy.
Love yeah.
Happy anniversary.
And
how about this? Today was the day I got drafted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations, man.
How about aww. That? You got the
what year was that? 90?
Hey, when I got drafted, I wasn't paying attention.
What year was that? 90?
Who called you on that? Who was the call? Jeez, was that Lombardi?
5 years ago. Damn.
Wait, was it? It was either Lombardi or Ernie Accorsi.
Mm. Oh, poor Ernie.
Schmidt has to go poor celebrate Ernie. It in hell. Jesus, hey. That's crazy.
But I'm back. I'm back, Schmidt. I've already been there.
So what are you doing with the... Wait, you're not doing anything with the wife on the anniversary?
We're going to do something on Friday.
Okay.
Because...
Tonight's... Cause, okay.
No, because here's why. Because you can't go out, have a nice dinner, and like always looking at your clock saying...
And I wake up.
You got to get up and go to work tomorrow. You know? So we just decided we'll do it, you know. We exchange cards and stuff like that, but... For the most part, we're just doing it on Friday. Like, yeah, I don't know. Let me tell you something. You know the one thing that I clearly have, this is the difference between men and women. Today is my anniversary. But to a woman, there's themes.
Oh, yeah, what
themes in all these anniversaries?
Oh, wait, what year is this?
16.
Oh, there's something about this 16.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Sweet 16?
Oh, wait. It was the green thing, right?
Emerald?
No.
Some sort of... No, not an emerald.
No.
Something else.
Amethyst or... No.
No, that's purple.
But no. See? Right? Oh, no.
I don't know.
Year 16. Loading.
Like it was something that sounded like something else.
Every milestone gift by theme. Year 15 is crystal.
I heard it was wax.
See, I don't think you do
wax. It's wax. Anything. Wax is the traditional 16-year anniversary gift, which we'll admit doesn't sound incredibly romantic.
Who are you gonna do, put hot candles on each other?
Yeah, there you go.
This unusual gift material.
You do not tell us.
It's surprisingly meaningful, though. It symbolizes warmth.
If I come in light,
don't tell us. I don't
know. All over my body.
No, you got to put the wax, Leroy. It symbolizes warmth and passion.
If I get on the show tomorrow, if I come in tomorrow and I got Band-Aids all over me and ointment, what happened?
Y'all did some, you decided to do a Madonna video, you know, using candles and wax.
Yeah, if you came covered in wax, all I'm saying, that's a healthy marriage. Good for you, dude.
You justified your love.
Why can't it just be anniversary? Right? I would have never known about all these different things.
You got to get her a status. That's the flower you get for your 16th anniversary.
A what?
What is a status?
I don't know. I'm just reading what they're saying. Statice.
What does that mean?
Or statice. S-T-A-T-I-C-E.
It sounds lovely. Call a florist.
And a wax. You got to get a wax.
We'll take a break. We'll get to our favorite Wednesday game coming on up.
Rats off a ship
is next.
Rats off a ship, game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is time for our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
But first, I want to let you guys know we got another pair of 4-day passes to give away. To Rockville. Welcome to Rockville is returning to Daytona International Speedway May 15th. Jennifer, that's Leroy's birthday. To the 18th.
Keep on.
Wow, you forgot Leroy's birthday, J-Fay?
No.
She left him out of the newsletter, Vlad.
Oh, don't be shy. Listen, you know what? I'm not going to knock J-Fay because J-Fay had to do some like crazy technology to get pictures.
You.
She was not given all the right materials to put that newsletter together. A lot of people didn't have pictures. A lot of people didn't want to take pictures. A lot of people wanted to.
Thank you so much for validating me because he knew behind the scenes of what I was going through.
No. Like what she had to do for us was crazy for Dan and myself. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
I get it. But also, I mean, the birthday page, Vlad, it's kind of just a list.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know about the birthday page.
The last one I look at, I don't even like pay attention to it. I don't care. Not that I don't care about Leroy. I care about Leroy.
Oh, we know. Sorry, Leroy. Sorry, man.
I got
bills. We're not having this discussion again, okay? Hey. You're not ruining my weekend.
J-Fig, I got your bill. Hey. I got your bill. Don't worry.
I kind of know what it feels like to be cropped out.
Oh, my God.
If you guys want to go see Shinedown, Green Day, Warthog Tooth, Linkin Park, and Korn, among those performing, keep on listening. We will give those away next hour, a pair of 4-day passes to Rockville. What do we have, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, you know what? You want to get on me for Leroy? I'm going to get on you for J.J. Redick.
What?
And his fiery timeout, sparking the Lakers.
Listen, I'm so Rats Off a Ship. I saw this headline today on ESPN, and they're like, J.J. Redick's fiery timeout. First of all, they were up 20, like, the whole game. There was a little rally by the Wolves, and he said, what the bleep are you guys doing? And all of a sudden, J.J. Redick gets all the credit for the Lakers win. No, Luka gets credit. That's how that goes. Sorry, J.J. Redick is not the first guy to curse out his team. He didn't invent that. Rats off a ship on J.J. Redick's
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship on all J.J. Redick things.
I'm rats off a ship for a different reason.
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship. When are we making a big deal about coaches coaching?
Right.
That's his job.
That's his job
to get his team to play to their best of their abilities. And so it might require some talking. It might require some yelling. It might require one of them fake ass coaches technicals. So everybody goes, ooh, he really means it, right? Whatever it takes. That's his job. So I'm not getting all excited about somebody doing his damn job.
What about you, Jennifer?
Gabe Vincent is still on the team, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Rod Sufferson.
Wait, I love how J Fig brings up JJ Redick. And then her reason for being rats off a ship is something else.
Vlad, where are your rats on?
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not.
What?
Because if it was that, listen, if that was Spo, you would love it. You would say that's coaching. If that was college.
I wouldn't.
No, they would. It would.
He would.
He would.
Yep.
He would.
Absolutely would.
So that's why I'm not. The fact that it's somebody that you hate, that's why I'm like, I'm not rats off a ship. Because if it was anybody else, you'd be like, that was a good timeout. That he stopped the bleeding, which they needed. Like, you don't want to lose that game and go 0-2. Yes.
Of course not.
Yes.
Of course not.
So I'm not rats off a ship.
But Vlad, they act like he's the first one to say a no-no word in the huddle before.
And guess what? It's not. Yes. Because he's coaching the L.A. Lakers. That's it. He was coaching the Utah Jazz. Nobody would give a rat's ass.
I don't even know if Will Hardy curses or not.
We don't even know. We don't even know how he looks like.
He looks like Utah.
Okay.
That's your thing today?
Yeah, that's my thing today. What's number two, Jennifer?
Like Utah.
He does.
I mean,
he's Mayo.
Look like Florida. Huh.
What does he look like?
Who looks like Florida?
He doesn't look like Florida.
Oh, no,
I want to
know,
what does he look like, Leroy? You have that smirk.
Is he fat?
No.
Is he chubby?
No. I'd say
Is he portly?
What is the portly state?
Ooh, we know portly states now.
Louisiana is portly.
Texas is portly. In good or bad ways.
Atlanta got some thickums too.
Down here got thickums.
Like a...
No. I would say Tobin acts like he's a Tennessee or West Virginia guy.
Oof.
Okay.
Fan of the horses, Kentucky. Cousin fan lovers. Of the horses.
Well, you know, like you got
the,
Kentucky,
like
right.
The whiskey.
Point. Witcher.
Tobin looks like Kentucky. Fried
duck, duck,
chicken.
Duck.
Hey.
You're a Virginia mountain man. That's what he called.
What does this man do during the course of a day?
He must be a comedian because all he does is write jokes.
It seems like it's locked and loaded. Like, he goes to sleep at night going, I can't wait for 10 o'clock. I got some.
I think some of them do. Like, this whole show, Luis Benito talking about the. I'm like, dude, you're a Miami fan. Why do you stay talking about my teams?
And what about Dave South? You know,
No, Dave South is a comedian. Loaded. Schmeaton and Dave, the comedians.
Secretly, he might be Jeremy Piven, but the much funnier kind. Really.
They need to be writers because they're funny, man.
What do you got for number two, J-Fig?
We have Sandy Alcantara being washed.
Washed?
Wow. Wow. Ooh. Wow.
He's being questioned.
Being questioned. People are wondering, is he washed? But I would say I'm not rats off a ship, or I am rats off a ship on him being washed, because
I'm a big sad time.
Just come back from Tommy John surgery. Give him a half a season. I got to see this through.
I'll go one step further because me and Toby should understand this. The man's a pitcher in Major League Baseball coming off of surgery, and he just had a kid. Now, all the other stuff may add to him taking some time coming back, but that kid ain't giving him no sleep.
So he has money for a nanny.
The nanny ain't sleeping with the baby.
He's traveling. He's not there all the time.
Okay. But still, he still have had a year off.
No, I mean, if you're going to say that, yes, the year off, yes, but I'm not. Let's not try to include the kid.
All that, keep in mind, he missed the start. He probably missed some work. So all these things coming together at once is probably have him off to a little shaky start. But I ain't rats off a ship. It's Sandy. Get the hell out of here.
I'm also not rats off. I mean, I'm rats off a ship.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on him being washed. I'm not rats off a ship on Sandy.
Rats off a ship.
I'm definitely rats off his ship on him being washed. Because he's going to be a future Yankee in 2 months. What are you talking about? What are we talking about? He's going to be washed. Because clearly, if he's washed, we're not looking at him. No,
Sandy. Why are we the Yankees farm system?
Huh?
I don't. Hey.
Because you are.
But this guy that we got for Jazz Chisholm, what's Jazz hitting on the year, Vlad? Not doing too good, huh?
Jazz got to the World Series last year.
He did get to the World Series, but how's he doing right now?
I don't know. Let's look at his stats.
He's slumpy poos a little bit, but Augustin Ramirez, that's a hell of a start. 2 games. Wow. Not a catcher like this in a while.
Oh, he's batting terribly. He's 159 with 7 home runs and 15
RBI.
He's got
7 home runs this year and has only bat 150?
Yeah.
He is the prototypical all or nothing.
Oh, you know what he is. You know he is. He like Willie Mays Hayes coming back that second year.
Hey, man, he got the
right?
money.
He want to hit home runs. He hitting home runs. He ain't trying to get on base.
What's number 3, J Fig?
How do we feel about Zach Wilson wearing the number 0 for the Dolphins?
The quarterback's wearing 0?
He knows what he is.
That's what I mean. Vlad. I wasn't going to say that.
Kind of want to give you a point. Yeah,
I wasn't going to say that, but I was thinking it.
I can say it. He was my former quarterback, so I can say it. I can say it for you guys.
It's just not a quarterback thing. Like, that's a linebacker. I like guys wearing 0 if you're like a menacing linebacker. Who wore it last year? Was it a?
First of all, linebackers shouldn't be single digits. I need them big block numbers on my linebacker.
Berrios wore it, right? That was his thing.
That's like that fat lineman from Florida wearing like number 12.
Well, time out. First of all, most linemen are fat, Leroy. So that's fat shame the linemen.
No. I'm talking about the dude that lost 70 pounds to get to 450 for Florida.
Those kind
y'all know who I'm talking about. And he got a little bitty number.
I don't like it. I'm rats off a ship. I wear a normal number. I feel like that's a swag move he's trying to pull. You're Zach Wilson. Like, just wear number 3 like every other backup quarterback and just move on.
Somebody else already got 3. I would say this. The number is irrelevant. The number don't make the player. The player makes the number. However, based on your recent history, I would not wear 0 simply because your career to this point hasn't been great. And nothing says that my career hasn't been great like the number 0.
Guys, it's so cool. Look at this. All right, Zach, if you say so. Jennifer, what do you think of this move?
I'm rats off a ship. Rats off a ship. That's how much I think of it.
Mm. Well, Vlad, I think you've made your feelings known, but any more you want to give?
Yeah, I'm definitely rats off a ship. It shouldn't be 0. He should put. There should be another number in front of the 0.
I know exactly the number you're trying to put because 4. I see it in the chat.
Yeah, the number 4. The number 4 and then 0 should be on it. It should be 40 because that's the ages of the women that he liked, 40 and up.
He's on Tinder Cougs.
Oh, he's Cougar. Come on, man. He would love to change the name of the Dolphins to the Miami Cougars.
Definitely. That is a fact right there. That is Rats Off a Ship. We will get you caught up with your headlines. If you want those tickets to Rockville right now, caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of 4-day general admission passes to Rockville. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Final hour of the show coming on up.